With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is flying high this morning, given a boost by the latest inflation report. The government's consumer price index rose 0.3% in April from March, and that was less than feared. Retail sales did not budge last month. They were unchanged from March.
The number followed a revised 0.6% pace in March, according to Commerce Department data released today. Retail sales rose 0.9% in February. That comes after sales fell 1.1% in January, dragged down in part by inclement weather. Excluding gas prices and auto sales, retail sales fell 0.1% in April. Online sales were down 1.2%, while business at electronic stores was up 1.5%. Sales at home furnishing stores slipped 0.5%. I'm Bernie Bennett.
It's a day off for the Trump trial in New York City. At the close of business yesterday, Mr. Trump once again blasted the gag order imposed by the judge. He says it's unconstitutional. Mr. Trump also insisting he committed no crime, adding that many legal analysts agree.
Will Sharp, highly respected lawyer, hush money, it's not a crime. Signing an NDA is not a crime. By the way, Congress, everybody in Congress have NDAs. NDAs are very common, non-disclosure agreements. They're not a crime.
President Biden wants to do away with a traditional election year debate scheduled by a nonpartisan commission.
Three presidential debates in September and October have already been scheduled by the commission, but Joe Biden says he won't participate. Instead, his campaign proposes a televised debate in June and another one in September before early voting begins. Donald Trump, who already challenged the president to a debate anytime, anywhere, any place, has also complained about the nonpartisan commission on debates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Dow is up 195 points, NASDAQ ahead 122. This is SRN News. The Chicago public school system is being sued.
Several former students say they were forced to engage in meditation and Hindu rituals during class and were ordered not to tell their parents about it. The plaintiffs say they were taken individually into a small room where they were instructed to set an offering on a Hindu altar and were given the name of a Hindu deity to repeat. The rituals were apparently part of an in-school meditation program designed to reduce violence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general 90 more days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal that law, but the vote will not take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law legalizing abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. It also allows the state attorney general more time to decide whether to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. SRN News. A proposed water rights settlement for several Native American tribes in Arizona.
The settlement has taken a significant step forward with introduction in the Navajo Nation Council. It's the first of many approvals needed to finalize a deal that's been decades in the making. The Navajo, San Juan, Southern Paiute, and Hopi tribes are seeking water from a mix of sources, including the Colorado River. The price tag would top $5 billion, making it the costliest agreement enacted by Congress if it's approved with no changes. The settlement also provides some certainty over the Colorado River supply in a state that has been forced to cut back on water use. John Scott report.
The Biden administration has told key lawmakers on Capitol Hill it is sending more than $1 billion in additional arms and ammunition to Israel. It is not immediately known just how soon the weapons will be delivered. Earlier, the president put a shipment of 3,500 bombs to Israel on hold. More details, SRNnews.com.